So based on the beautiful sea of red and yellow and orange, many of you know that today is the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost marks the end of the 50-day Easter season. And according to the story we have received from the Gospel of Luke and the book of the Acts of the Apostles, it is the day when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus' first disciples, clothing them with power and launching their ministry of evangelism in Jerusalem. But the Feast of Pentecost did not start with us or even with the apostles. It was already a festival in the Jewish calendar, which is at least partly why there were so many people from so many places gathered in Jerusalem that day. Pentecost, which means 50th in Greek, is the celebration of Shavuot, or weeks in Hebrew. Shavuot takes place on the day after the seventh day of the seventh week after Passover. The day after the seventh day of the seventh week after Passover. And if you've done the math properly, that's 50 days. And it was a celebration of the harvest. In the book of Leviticus, Moses directs the Israelites to observe this holy day by bringing offerings from their harvest to give to God in thanksgiving for the bounty with which God has blessed them. And in the very same passage, Moses also instructs them to not only bring their offering to God, but to harvest their fields in such a way as to leave the crop from around the edges of the field, and to leave those bits of the harvest that naturally sort of fall to the ground as one harvests, at least by hand, to leave all of these parts of the crop behind so that those in need can also benefit from the bounty of God. As it says, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the alien. I am the Lord your God. Harvest and justice. Receiving and sharing. Inextricably linked together. And as time went on and the practices of Judaism evolved, Shavuot became a festival not only of the harvest, but also of the giving of the law, that gift from God which gave the Israelites their identity as God's chosen people, chosen not simply for their own benefit, but for the good of the nations, to be a people pointing towards God through everything they did, including the way they harvested their crops. So Shavuot is a celebration of God's generosity and the people's right response. There's a lesson of generosity happening right down here. And the people's right response to God's generosity is both thankfulness and generosity in their turn. Shavuot is about being blessed to be a blessing. Which brings me back to our festival of Pentecost and the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit, filling the apostles and moving them to a miraculous act of sharing what they knew of Jesus. But the miracle of the Spirit did not stop with the sound of a rushing wind, the appearance of flames, or even an astounding display of linguistic power. It went on to shape a new community marked by devotion to God and to the teachings of Jesus. A community that shared all things in common and took generous care of all those in need. The apostles were empowered to perform acts of healing, of preaching, of forgiving. At Pentecost, the apostles were blessed by the Spirit that they might be a blessing. Because this is what God does. Blesses so that we might be a blessing. So that in being a blessing, we might be blessed. This is the economy of God. One where there is only ever abundance. For the very act of giving is also an act of creating. And this theme of blessed to be a blessing continues in our reading from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. The Spirit is with those followers of Jesus just as it was with his first apostles and has given each of them unique gifts, all for the common good, each differently gifted, but all equally needed and all equally called. And even in that rather different account of the arrival of the Spirit given in the Gospel of John, we still see this principle of work. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit onto his disciples and empowers them to set people free from their burdens of guilt and sin. Empowered to extend the great blessing of forgiveness to all who need it, just as Jesus did. Now, of course, with the power to give comes the power to withhold, which makes it all the more important that we understand the economy of God. We have not received so that we might keep it for ourselves. We have not received so that we get to decide who else gets it. We have received that we might freely give. We are forgiven that we might forgive. We are blessed that we might bless. And so it has always been throughout the ages and to our present day. So today on the Feast of Pentecost, we remember that the prophecy of Joel, which Peter spoke of, and the experience of the apostles and the teaching of Paul do not simply belong to the past, but to us here and now. The Spirit was poured out on them. The Spirit is poured out on us. We are, each one of us separately and all of us together, gifted and empowered and given to the world, called to acts of compassion and generosity with which to bless. And when we do, we find ourselves blessed again, because this is how God's economy works. And today, on this particular celebration of Pentecost, we also get to celebrate a baptism, the baptism of Noah, and to welcome him into this happy, virtuous cycle of blessed to bless and blessed again. For it is through baptism that we declare ourselves ready and willing to be transformed by the Holy Spirit, that we declare ourselves ready and willing to take on lives that are no longer simply for ourselves, but are dedicated to following Jesus in prayer, in service, in acts of justice and devotion to God. In baptism, we are claimed by God, marked as Christ's own forever, and blessed to be a blessing.